Was there ever a time in your life where you felt like you were the wrong person for the job? You just did not feel qualified. You didn't have experience or the right skill set? Well, I bet you're shaking your head yes now, because we all have. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today, Rick's going to bring this series, The Manifestation of Your Life Mission, to a powerful close. During the past few days, Rick has been showing us that no matter how big the thing is that God is calling us to do, we don't have to run away from it. In fact, we can embrace every change and overcome every challenge that life brings, all while discovering God's plan and purpose for our lives. And now let's join Rick with the final part of a message called What to Remember When Things Don't Go Your Way.
God has arranged everything from a great wind to a little worm. Now, I want you to get this. In your life, sometimes God arranges something really big to swallow you up, like that big fish. He arranges a big circumstances to swallow you up. And you're heading the wrong direction, and when it spits you out, you're headed in the right direction. At other times, God arranges something brand new that comes up suddenly in your life, like that plant that sprung up suddenly and provided shade and comfort when he was discomfort. And sometimes God provides something new in your life to give you comfort even when you're not where you ought to be. But God's given you comfort even in that situation. And then sometimes God arranges something small to eat away at what's been given you comfort, because he doesn't want you to stay there. He wants to move you. He wants to get you going. He doesn't want you sitting on the hill under the shade plant for the rest of your life. So he arranges something real small, like a worm, to eat away at your comfortable. And all of a sudden, it's not comfortable anymore. And you're back under the hot sun. In all of those situations, big, little, small, whatever, God is doing it. In every situation, in every case, God's motive is love. He's doing it because he loves you. Not because he hates you, not to punish you. He's doing it because he loves you. God is a God of wisdom, God is a God of grace, and he's a God of love. And you may not see the beginning to the end, but he's doing it, whether it's the big or the little or the new in your life. He's doing it because he loves you. And he knows what will make you happy more than you do. You know, the word great is a very prominent word in this book of Jonah. I haven't called attention to it so far, but as we're ending this series, I want you to look up here on the screen how many times the word great shows up in the story of Jonah. It says that chapter 1, God arranged a great wind. And then it says that the wind created a great storm. And then it says that the sailors felt great fear because the boat was breaking up. Then God arranged a great fish. And then it says Jonah got a great second chance. And then Nineveh showed great repentance, that city. And as a result, the city had a great revival. A lot of great things happen, but also a lot of small things. I want you to write this down. Write this down somewhere on your outline. God uses both great and small things to direct me. God uses both great and small things to direct me. Great circumstances, big circumstances that swallow me up, little circumstances like a worm that eat away at my discomfort and my comfort. God uses both great and small things to direct me, but God is a God of details, and he's in control of every detail of your life. So when things don't go the way I want them to go, I remember God can see what I can't see. I remember that God is good to me even when I'm a jerk, when I'm cranky, when I'm totally ignoring him. God's still good to me. And I remember that God is in control of every detail, the big and the little. He is arranging. It's all arranged. Disappointments are his appointments. You know, there's a song we sing called Waymaker. And I like that song because there's a line in there that says, even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. That's an affirmation of faith. So God creates this short-lived plant to provide shade for Jonah, and then he allows it to die the next morning as an object lesson for Jonah. Verse 9, then God asks Jonah again, what right do you have to be angry that the shade plant withered and died? Jonah said, I have every right to be angry, and I'm angry enough to die. This guy just doesn't get it, okay? He just doesn't learn. This is what we're learning not to do, okay? Jonah totally misses the point. What's the point? Write this down. When things don't go my way, the fourth thing to remember is remember to focus on what will last. When things don't go my way, I need to remember to focus on that which will last. I remember that God can see what I can't see. I remember that God is good even when I'm a jerk. I remember that God is in control of every detail, and I remember to focus on what will last. You see, you guys, we fret and we worry and we stew and we spew and we get upset over the passing of circumstances that aren't gonna last this week, much less next month, next year, 10 years, or for eternity. We spend most of our worries on stuff that is so short term, like a plant that grows up and dies the next day. And he goes, why are you worrying about this? He said, if you're gonna get distressed in life, at least get distressed about something that really matters. Plants don't last, they're short-lived. Some of you, you kill them really quickly at your house. You're really good at killing plants, okay? You don't have a green thumb, you got, I don't know, some other kind of thumb. But the bottom line is, he's saying, if you're gonna get distressed about something in life, well, at least get distressed about something that matters, that's gonna last. You're all worried about a plant that grew up one day and then I let it die the next, to teach you the brevity of life, to teach you how most of the stuff you're worried about isn't even gonna matter a year from today. It's just temporary. In verse 10 and 11, it says, then the Lord said, Jonah, you're more concerned about a plant that died, even though you didn't plant it, you didn't water it, you didn't make it grow. In other words, I did that. And plants are short-lived. They spring up quickly and they die. But Nineveh, that city over there, the one that you wanted destroyed, has more than 120,000 people who don't know their right hand from their left. I'll explain that in a minute. Not to mention all the animals. Shouldn't I be concerned about that great city? Now, Bible scholars debate what is meant by 120,000 people who don't know their left hand from their right hand. Some scholars think it means children. 120,000 kids, they don't know the right hand from their left hand. So there'd be 120,000 kids in that city. Others think it means the people there weren't morally astute. They were morally ignorant. They didn't know right from wrong. And as a result, they were living in a wrong way. Either way, God is saying, Jonah, you care more about your own comfort, this shade thing, plant that died, and you got ticked that it died in a day. You care more about your own comfort than the salvation of a city full of people who are spiritually dying. Why don't you get concerned about stuff that really matters rather than simply your own personal comfort? Now, I'm not gonna make a big point here, but God wants us to care about cities. He says, shouldn't I not care about that great city? If God cares about cities, we should too. What city should you care about? Well, obviously the one you live in. But God says, you should care about all cities. Why? Because they're filled with people that God created and made and loved. The future of the world is urbanization. The future of the world is cities. By the end of this century, the vast majority of people in the world will live in major cities. That's the migration. The future of this world is young, urban, and south of the equator. That's the future. Study any demographics, they'll tell you that. That's the future. There will be cities of 85 million like Kinshasa and Nairobi and others. Giant, giant cities. He's just saying we need to care about cities. Why? Because people are there. Let me just phrase it another way. What do you care about most? The plant that's given you comfort or the salvation of people that God created and loves and wants them to know him? I mean, what if this Christmas you cared more about the salvation of the people around you than you did cared about what you're going to buy them as a gift? You're going to spend an awful lot of time thinking about what am I going to buy them for a gift this Christmas? That's temporary. Most of those Christmas gifts aren't even going to be around next Christmas. It's the plant that's going to die. What if you spent as much time praying for that person and their salvation and inviting them to a service as you did spending time on what to buy them as a gift? You got your priorities in the wrong one. He says, if you're going to get distressed over something that matters. People need the Lord. They need the Lord a whole lot more than they need a Christmas gift. And yet, why are we more worried about the temporary? The greatest, this whole series has been on your life mission. The greatest use of your life is to invest it in something that outlasts it. You see, you can waste your life. There are lots of ways to waste it. You can spend your life. There's lots of ways to spend it. Or you can invest your life. And the greatest use of your life is to invest it in something that will outlast it. Focus on what's going to last. What's going to last? There are only two things on this planet that are going to last forever. This building isn't going to last. The United States of America isn't going to last. There are only two things going to last forever. The Word of God and people. God's truth is eternal. It'll still be true a million years from today. If it's true a million years ago, it'll be true a million years in the future. God's Word is true. So it's going to last forever. And there's only one other thing that's going to last forever. Oh, yeah, people. One of two places, heaven or hell. And what we do with our time now may determine their eternal destiny. So if you want to invest your life in something that's going to last, invest it in the Word of God and in people. Get this book into your mind, into your heart, and get people into God's family. And in heaven, people come up to you, thank you, I'm here because of you. I'm eternally grateful. I'm here because you cared enough. You cared more about my salvation than my present. This is the message of Jonah. This is your life mission. Let me just end with a couple verses up here on the screen. Matthew 6, Jesus says this, don't worry about will we have enough to eat or drink or wear. Because only people who don't know God are always worrying about those kind of things, the temporary things of life. He goes, your Father in heaven knows what you need. He knows you need something to eat, something to drink, something to wear. He goes, your Father in heaven knows what you need. So instead, focus on putting God's work first and doing what he made you to do. That's called your life mission. Focus on putting God's work first and doing what he made you to do, your life mission. And here's the promise, God will make sure that you have all these other things that you need as well. I'm going to take care of your needs. You don't have to worry about that. If you're going to worry about some, worry about your life mission. Worry about putting God's work. Worry about doing what God wants you to do. Last verse on the screen, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We fix our eyes. That means we focus our attention. We fix our eyes not on what we see, but on what we cannot see. Because what we see will last only a short time, but what we cannot see will last forever. You can see this cup, but it's not going to last forever. It'll eventually deteriorate, rust, it'll fall apart. You can see this table, but it will eventually fall apart. This building will eventually crumble. Everything you see on the earth is temporary. It's not going to last. What's going to last are the souls of people, the Word of God, the eternal, is invisible. He said, that's the stuff that matters. Let's bow our heads. Father, you made each of us for a mission. You didn't put us here to live for ourselves. We don't want to waste our lives. We want to make our lives count. Thank you for all these lessons from Jonah on what not to do. Now you pray. In your mind, say something like this to God. Say, God, help me to remember that when things don't go my way, help me to remember that you can see what I can't see. Help me to trust your wisdom. You know how it's all going to work out, and I don't. I want to trust your wisdom in my life. And God, when things don't go my way, help me to remember that you're good to me even when I'm cranky. And that there have been many times in my life that you've taken care of my discomfort and I didn't even realize it. You were being good to me when I was totally ignoring you. Sorry. Help me to remember that you are always a good God. And that everything you do in my life, you do out of love. God, help me to remember that you're in control of every detail, the big and the small. Help me to remember that the disappointments are his appointments, your appointments. And Lord, help me not to worry about stuff that's not going to last and not going to matter. Help me not to worry and get stressed out over temporary stuff. But help me to focus on what's really going to last. Your word and your people. Today I'm committing the rest of my life to discovering and developing and fulfilling the purpose, the mission that you made me for. Jesus Christ, come into my life, into every room in my heart. Fill me with love and confidence. I need your forgiveness. Help me to forgive those that have hurt me. Help me to be as gracious with them as you are with me. And Lord, today, that person that's hurt me, I am letting them go. I know I'm going to probably have to do it over and over and over till it finally feels right, but I'm letting them go. I'm letting them off the hook because you've let me off the hook. Thank you for your grace and forgiveness to me. And Jesus Christ, I want to follow you from here on out. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. You know, I know that you would love to live a life of significance. But have you ever wondered if you could make a contribution so unique that no one else in all the world could do what you've accomplished? Well, you need to stop wondering because God created you to make a difference in the world. He created you to fulfill a mission that only you can accomplish. I know you may be thinking that God couldn't use you like that, but you know what? He can. And not only can he, but he will. It really doesn't matter what you've done or what you've failed to do. It doesn't matter how young or how old you are. It is never too early or too late to start on the mission that God has planned for you. And that's why I'm so excited to let you know about a brand new Bible study from Pastor Rick called Rising to God's Call, A Journey Through Jonah. In this study, Rick is going to show you how God had an incredible mission for Jonah, and it went well beyond being swallowed by a big fish. Jonah's story is really about second chances and redemption, and the rescue of an entire nation, and more importantly, it's the story of God, the one who shows grace to everyone he created. You know, the story of Jonah is really like a blueprint from God. It shows all of us how he can use you to do significant things, no matter where you are in life right now. And just like Jonah, you're going to find that pursuing God's mission for your life is the greatest adventure that you will ever go on. And we're going to send you Pastor Rick's brand new Bible study, Rising to God's Call, A Journey Through Jonah, to say thank you for your gift to Daily Hope, because it helps us share the life-transforming Word of God with the world. Just go to PastorRick.com or just text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004 to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com or text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Well, today is the last day to get this great resource, so please don't wait. And thank you so much for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people all around the world. We hope you'll join us next time when we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.